not quite as easy, perhaps, as some people think. And I think you'll find that across the country, certainly the models that you've mentioned, you know, they're quite different because of the circumstances, because very often trusts sort of inherit and sort out the problems of clubs. So they're all slightly different. But it does work for us. There was no white knight at the time. It was a huge debt. I hear you saying Aldershot is a million. When we finally, we didn't know what the actual debt was. It was considerably more than we thought. It was 4.8 million. So it's a pretty steep learning curve when you don't know a great deal about football, of course, or you know what goes on the pitch, or you think you do. But then, of course, behind football is it's a huge industry and a very competitive one. So it does work because we've got two boards, really. We've got the trust board, who are the people who own the club, and we've got the club board of the people that run it. And there's a big distinction between the two, and that distinction sometimes gets a little bit blurred. But it works, but it's hard work. It's there's no blueprint. So we found our way through. We've had some success, and very difficult word when there's so many people putting so much in with a philanthropic nature. That makes it very difficult in any competitive situation.
What kind of money do people invest?
We have a lot of people that put in £25 per year for their membership, but we've got 3,500 members, which runs into about £100,000 a year. Now, that's been going for about 10 years, so there's a lot of debate now and amongst our trust, should that be a bigger figure? Because, of course, that others, Wrexham, for instance, and, of course, Portsmouth now, you know, that figure is £1,000 a person, and which is the best model is for debate. But I say our strength and our weakness is our strength is we've got 3,500 people, and if somebody doesn't like what we're doing and they leave, then it doesn't, you know, it doesn't kill us particularly. But there is 3,500 people that want to tell us how to actually do it, so that's a weakness sometimes.
I mean, Julian, is the key there then that you actually, although you'd like lots of money from one person to get the fees up, you actually don't want one person putting in a lot of money and therefore feeling they have a moral obligation to have a stake in the club, which is where it then goes wrong, doesn't it?
That's exactly right. I think the temptation on a number of occasions, of course, as we've had success, at the beginning we couldn't get a bank bank overdraft for love nor money. By the time we got to 8th in Division 1, we had 5 banks asking us, you know, how can we help you? And we've resisted that the same way we've resisted any individual coming in and putting any sort of large sums, because you're absolutely right. Then, as they say, he who pays calls the tune, and we've had some stability. But it does make it, it must be realistic in these things. It does make it very difficult to compete when you've got people in your league and leagues below and above putting in vast amounts of money. In any business, if the staff elsewhere are getting paid an awful lot more and the business is losing money yet is deemed to be successful, that's a very difficult model to chase when, you know, our strength is we owe nothing to anybody, and we've actually don't even have a bank overdraft. Makes life extremely difficult. You know, the people who are taking over need to go in very much with their eyes open. It's very, very tough to actually hold to that model when the rest of the model in football is so very different. But I agree with you. You're quite right. You've put your finger on it there.
What one bit of advice would you give to the Aldershot Town Supporters Trust?
I think probably the answer is to speak to a lot of people first and get as much information as you can so that when you do go in, you know, really, I had no idea how complex and how difficult the football world was. One thing we did have, we had some experience in Steve Perryman on the pitch, so we had some, really knew the football corridors very well, and when he made a phone call, somebody would pick it up. When Julian Tagg made a phone call, that wasn't the case, and that's the reality. So we had a very good person with us then to guide us, certainly in the football side of things, and he's assisted in making very good managerial appointments, because, you know, that's the stuff that comes to you. And, you know, an understanding of how that works was a big advantage to us. So I would suggest get somebody that's, wants to do it to put something back in football like Steve did. No vested interest particularly other than, you know, a genuine will to help. And I'm sure there's people like that with experience of being around Aldershot. That's probably one of the biggest keys for us at the time. And we also found a very good sponsor. You know, Flybe have been with us right the way through. I think that's 10 years now. So we've always had that backing. So we had a business, somebody behind us in business that was recognised and respected, and somebody in football that was recognised and respected. So those two things did give us a good standing to start from our 4.8 million debt.